Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
The snow should end later tonight. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A long-standing issue which has been a thorn in the side of some Northumberland County leaders will be discussed this weekend when rural mayors meet for their annual conference. Mayors along Highway 401 have expressed frustration with the provincial government over the use of emergency detour routes. When the highway is shut down following a significant collision, traffic is diverted to municipal roads, often not designed for such heavy vehicles. Mayors have asked the province for compensation, but to no success. Northumberland OPP Detachment Commander Inspector Mike Cavanaugh sympathizes with county leaders and has pledged to examine the EDR usage.
The delegation about the EDRs and the 401 is vitally important. I believe that that highway is a drain on resources, not only for the police, for fire, especially for the roads department, and you know the infrastructure in each of these municipalities that align with that highway. It's important because it's a cost. When at the end of the day, it comes down to money, and it's causing these municipalities money. So I think that's vitally important.
A delegation is apparently being led by Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference in Toronto. A Venezuela-born man now living in Trent Hills says the arrest of President Nicolas Maduro by the United States in early January is a distraction from the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Emilia Ojeda says he is not optimistic that there will be any real change coming from the capture of Maduro, believing the illegitimate government is still in power and will continue its oppressive ways.
Because to Maduro and Maduro's wife, but he didn't change anybody else. So, yeah, he took one of the actors, but he left the rest of the actors there. In other words, nothing has changed at all.
Maduro was arrested January 3rd, accused of trafficking drugs into the U.S., leaving the ruling party's vice president in charge of the government. Ojeda says the situation in Venezuela will worsen before it gets better. A Colborne man is facing charges stemming from an incident in July. Officers were called to a business in the area of William Street in Coburg after receiving a report of an assault. Officers spoke with the business owner, who reported that funds had been stolen by a former employee. When the employee met with the owner to return the funds, an alleged dispute occurred, and the employee assaulted the business owner with a crowbar before leaving the scene in his vehicle. Attempts to locate the suspect were unsuccessful at that time, as he had left the province. The unidentified man was arrested Tuesday. In sports, early bird registration is now open for Coburg Legion Minor Softball. A $15 discount will be granted to players U5 to U17. The Port Hope Panthers are in Picton tonight, and the Maple Leafs are in Vegas. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Winter is here. What a better way to stay warm than with a glass of handcrafted wine made by you. At Coburg Wine Cellar, we make winemaking fun and easy. Choose from a variety of premium wine kits and enjoy rich, full-bodied flavors. No experience needed, just great taste. So visit Coburg Wine Cellar today and sip the season your way. Coburg Wine Cellar, 18 years and counting. Love local, buy local, love your wine. 905-373-9463. 513 Division Street, Coburg. CoburgWineCellar.ca.
A wine expert authorized dealer.
In aviation, attitude is the measurement that keeps planes on course. Even a small misalignment can send an aircraft off target, which is why constant adjustments matter. It's the same for businesses and how they use their technology. At Attitude IT, we bring that same precision and steady guidance to Northumberland businesses. We answer our phones live, our local team is ready to meet you on site, and we keep your technology stable, secure, and working the way it should. From day-to-day IT support to full cybersecurity protection, we help your business stay aligned and protected. Attitude IT, keeping your technology on course. Call 613-480-0652 or visit attitudeit.ca.
Now, here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Snow at times will be heavy today, roughly 10 to 15 centimeters. Temperature steady near minus 8, wind chill near minus 18. A few flurries ending late this evening, then clearing low minus 17. Wind chill at minus 15 this evening and minus 25 overnight. Periods of snow Friday, high minus 4, and a mix of sun and cloud, 60% chance of flurries Saturday, high plus 1. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.